What's the key to, like, obviously really impressive momentum and performances in India? What's the key to keeping that going here?
Yeah, momentum's probably the most important thing. Like, as you can see, we've come off 3 wins in a row with our backs to the wall too. So our confidence is high, but we've spoken about not taking Pakistan easy. They're one of the best teams in the world in terms of white ball cricket at the moment. So, you know, they've rested a few players, but, you know, going through their team today in the team meeting, they've got some really strong guys, you know, batting and bowling throughout. They're really, really good. So it's important for us in our preparations for the World Cup, but also it's important to keep our momentum. So, yeah, it's going to be a good series.
As you said, they have rested a few. Were there any kind of, like, in looking at their squad, any unknowns for you or some of the guys in the team?
Yeah, I haven't played against Pakistan much, but seeing the footage, and obviously they've got a really strong competition in the PSL now as well, so they're coming off that. Some guys who are in the team, I assume, they're probably in form. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough challenge. They're really good players of spin, so personally it's going to be a tough challenge, but, yeah, looking forward to it.
And what about, like, obviously Watto played in that comp, Dan Christian and a couple of guys. Have there been any dossiers passed on from them or any tips about any of the Pakistani players?
No. I think Watto said something in the media about one of their young quicks. Yeah. So, yeah, as I said, they've obviously got some impressive young guys coming through, but overall they're a pretty strong team. And we've spoken about the 3-0 defeat to them earlier in the year. I think it was November or something. We had a 3-3 T20 series against them, and they towed us up a little bit. So, we're going to learn from that experience, but, yeah, it's bit of a revenge, hopefully.
Personally, you feel like you're bowling, I guess, as well as you have in the past 6 months or so?
Yeah, I am obviously happy with how they came out in the Indian series. It's nice to try and make an impact, particularly through the middle overs, trying to figure out my role in ODI cricket. I think after that series, I feel really confident about my role in the team. I feel the first couple of games, I still actually wasn't at my best, but just to be able to get the wickets on the board, and obviously built my confidence up a little bit. So I feel like, you know, particularly the last game, it was probably the best I bowled. I'm feeling confident at the moment.
I guess you made no secret that the World Cup has been something you've kind of targeted from pretty early on, probably earlier than most people. Does it feel, I guess, a bit surreal that it's so close?
Yeah, it is. It is really close. I guess taking it one series at a time. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but that's how it is, really. Throughout my short career, I've found that it can change really quickly. I started my career really well, but I've had some ups and downs. So, try and build on the momentum that I have, it will be great. But, yeah, I'm just honestly, I know what it's like to be in and out of the team and be dropped from the squad full stop. So, just trying to make the most of my position at the moment.
You kind of expect that you get a little bit less help here than you did in India from a spin point of view?
The 3 T20s we played here earlier in the season, They spun a little bit. That's the only cricket I've ever played here, so I'm not sure about ODI cricket, but the boys who have had some experience here say that there might be a little bit less spin. They're going to play me a little bit differently to the Indians too, so just do my preparation, watch a lot of footage and go from there.
Why do you think they play you differently?
From what I've seen and what the guys have said, you know, the Indians are really good at milking, so they'd like to go up 5 or 6 and over through the middle without too many risks. I think the Pakistani guys, they'll go quite hard. It might not be the whole time, but they'll probably choose a period in the game where they're going to take me on. So that'll be something that I'm up for.
You mentioned a bit earlier that you felt like you bowled your best in the series decider. What do you think that says about you, that you know when the pressure's on the most, that you perform? And how handy is that, looking at the probably be a couple of high pressure games at the World Cup?
Yeah, I think just full stop. The whole squad, we had our backs to the wall. So you're down 2-0. The confidence, you know, it does. Sometimes it takes a hit, but for guys like the Uzi and people who probably have pressure on their spot a little bit as well to play like he did, the whole team in general, under pressure, I feel like it was a really good series win. It made it even sweeter that we were 2-0 down and everyone did perform under pressure.
And what have you been up to the last couple of days? It must have been a nice change of pace compared to India.
Me and Harriet, we went to the desert yesterday. It was a nice little night. I had the Moroccan style rugs and everything out, so had a nice little picnic last night.
Big feast.
Yeah, a bit of a feast. It was nice.
Nice to be reunited with your best mate, Richo.
Yeah, nice to have Richo here. It's a good opportunity for him too. He's obviously, as he said in the media, couple of days ago. He felt like his season was over, but yeah, it's nice to have him here.
Just on the fitness testing the other day, we got a bit of footage of you having a laugh at some of the guys trying to do the squat test. Can you just kind of talk us through what that was all about?
Me doing the squat test in general?
Looks like some boys. No, maybe some of the other guys.
I don't know, Stoin laughs at everything. He's a pretty easy laugh, to be honest. I think he was just laughing at Richo's small mouth. He has a go at him about the size of his mouth, so I don't know, Stoin could be laughing about anything, to be honest.
Is it a bit unfair of Stoin to be laughing at people from a physical point of view?
Yes, definitely. He laughs at me all the time, so it's all genetics for him. He's so lucky. Look at guys like me, I always say, Stoin, come on, mate, it's not that easy. So, yeah.
And what about like Steve and David's meeting? How did you sort of feel that all went down, and particularly like the dinner, was it good to just get in a kind of social setting? And
Yeah, it all went positively. It was nice to have them here for the short period that they were here. The meeting went well. All just looking forward to the future now. It's nice that they'll be able to play some cricket soon. I think the IPL is going to be great for them. So it was all positive.